this is Vicky.
Hello.
Just a moment, sir. There's no answer at any of the numbers we have for Mayor Daley, but they're trying one of his assistants now. Larry O'Brien's on 9-1.
We're calling tonight. We're at 195 right and 20 in the right question mark or question mark column. We have nobody now outside the south in Texas as a Democratic target except Pike of New York, who was wrong. Everybody else is now right.
So then,
in other words, our pickings are getting a little bit slim, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do? We had 202, and we cut back to 195, and then went back to 192, and then we got back to 195.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that cutting back, and you can attribute it really to me if you want to, that I kind of refuse to put the solid flat R next to a guy until I'm totally convinced, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm inclined to cut some of these.
That's where we want to be. Now, how many Republicans we got?
They're talking 10 Republicans.
Well, now, what do you think?
At this point, I haven't had a chance to triple-check them. Now, I would say that that's beginning to be a realistic figure because of the conversation this afternoon that we initiated between Van Zant and the Speaker. Now, the Pennsylvania Republicans caucus this afternoon and Van Zant, and we don't have the benefit of specific names or checkouts at this point. Van Zant says that we will get 8 Pennsylvania Republicans, and we could go as high as 10. Now, we have the Pennsylvania Railroad returning the favor that they got from us on mass transit. That's really what we're working on. And I would say that, you know, we're not going to put them in any column at this point, but it's obvious that we're going to have a breakthrough right now in Pennsylvania. We're counting, Corbett and Fulton right, and we're counting Daig and McDade and Saylor and Wally as question marks. In other words, what we're doing at this point in our count, this does not include the 195, that we're counting 2 Pennsylvania Republicans right and 4 question mark. Now, in addition to that, we are counting Tupper of Maine, Matthias of Maryland, and Morton of Maryland, question mark. We are not counting any Massachusetts Republicans yet. We have Conte and Brad Morris as the 2 possibilities. We are counting Bennett of Michigan.
Now, Bill Moore, you told me he talked to Conte and got him, but he doesn't know, huh? Or he didn't get that information to you.
No. If he has them, fine. And in any event, you know, I'll be talking to him to double-check it, too. But Bill says yes, then I'll check him also.
Good.
But on the Republicans, let's see, where the hell else we got? Okonski. And we asked the labor people to take about 8 or 9 of these Republicans, including Moore of West Virginia, that they have a fair handle on. So if we got that breakthrough that Van Zant is predicting in Pennsylvania, and I half believe it, because I will have to say for the Pennsylvania Railroad people, they were damn hopeful of mass transit, and the way we put it to them is that, you know, that was great from their point of view, it was great from our point of view, but at this point, a little return favor would be helpful if they agreed to do some work, and this may be the product of it now. So that's where we stand on it.
Now, how many Democrats do we have that we can start work on now, the Speaker and Albert and me and you?
We've got approximately 20. Mm. And in fact, it's more than approximation.
And none of those are Texans.
Let's see now. Wait a minute, let me...
Warder had Mahon on the last list, is doubtful.
Yeah, he had Mahon and Kilgore. Now, he's assured us.
He's got Kilgore, tells
yeah,
me.
Yeah, now... The Texans that are left that he's checking out are Poole, Rogers, and Teague as good shots, and then the other Texans that were just...
What about Mahon?
Mahon, on the base of your conversation with Waller this afternoon, we have him and Kilgore. Now, that leaves you with Rogers, Teague, and Poole, and then, of course, the Burleson, Casey, Dowdy, and Fisher.
All right.
Now, that means that you certainly have a good shot at two or three of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's get our 20 and divide them up tomorrow, and let's really go to line before they get them committed and before they get off the reservation. Can't you talk to Gathins?
I can talk to him, but I'll tell you right now, Mr. President, that our records and our files show Gathings has got about something like 15% with us. He's terrible.
I know he is, but we gave him a little help this afternoon on the Arkansas River, and it's not in his district at all. And he just came to help them, but it might be an appropriate time to not mention that at all, but just say if you could help the President on this, we'd appreciate it.
Right. Could I ask you one question on a matter I think you probably have totally decided, but I'd like to reopen it for a second. That is the this research, this cotton research item that was a $10 million item, that bill. And now Mahon is really, he talked to me at some length, and he's really excited and concerned about all of this, and I'm sure he feels it deeply. I know budget suggested that if you went with it at all, don't go for more than five. And you turn that down, and then stats tells me that Mahon today said, well, God, we shouldn't let this program die this way. It means all this sort of thing. It's important, what have you. And he was talking in the vicinity of 2 to 3 million.
I never heard of it. Wilson came to me and wanted to know if I had a commitment to Whitten. Whitten had never mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I said no.
Well, the first time I got it was from Mahon, and I started to check it with budget. And Mahon, apparently they're closing out this appropriation today or tomorrow. And I don't know. My recommendation for your consideration is that in view of George's attitude and operation, if he's talking in the area of 2 or 3 million, if you could see your way clear, maybe you could reduce him even a little bit below two and just have a touch of it in there. I know it'd please the hell out of him, and this is the one thing he's bugging us all on.
Well, tell him to give me a ring and explain it to me. Tell him I don't know anything about it, and I never have heard of it. I don't know what it is, and I don't know where we get the money, but we have to find it if he has to have some.
All right, I'll
all right. Now, let's touch Gathings, and you might ask Carl Albert if he'd mind asking him. Carl couldn't come, but we gave him the money.
Yeah, no.
I'll ask Carl myself.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that.
You
and
check
also,
Gathings.
Wilbur Mills gets took once in a while, but not very often. And what's the situation? Our headcount now in Arkansas has happened many times that the other three will go with you, and Took will take a walk, or, you know, not take a walk, vote against you.
Is Wilbur with us?
Yep.
Okay.
Tonight he is.
Yeah, okay.
All right.